The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
AM 600 The Answer presents the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show, brought to you by Frontline Insurance. If you want to know where those fish are, what those fish are biting, and how to get them in the boat, then you've come to the right place. Captain Vic would love to hear from you, so give him a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here's the host of the Still Just Fishing Show, Captain Vic Tyson.
Good morning. Thanks for tuning us in on the Still Just Fishing Show. We got Captain Chris Nichols here and Ted Hartman in with us this morning.
Good morning.
Hi, everybody.
How y'all doing?
And my headphones are falling apart again. it's always something. Anyway, I hope y'all had a good Thanksgiving, had a plenty to eat.
Yum.
Felt like a full tick.
Don't forget the nap.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I took a good one yesterday, matter of fact. It was kind of, you know, it was kind of nice to have a day off and not have to get up and rush around and, you know, just have coffee in the morning and kind of relax. And,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Not have to jump up and run like I did this morning again.
Chris was saying that he had his neighbors wanting his trout and hush puppies. Yeah, man, trade pulled pork
for it. Yeah, they're trying to scam me on that.
I thought he was talking about just part of it.
Pulled pork. Well, I don't know, you know, because they come out with one of those little, you know, those little square boxes that they give you for a go box to something home. He comes out, he opens that up, he's got all this pulled pork. I took a little smidge of it, and I was like, nah, I ain't trading my beer battered trout and spicy hush puppies for this.
Together, that wasn't his office plate, right?
No, he was still raving about that trout yesterday when we, you know, he got home late. He does air conditioning work, Seven Bridges. Anyway, so yeah, we were outside chatting about that, and he was still talking about that trout and hush puppies. So I was like, yep.
Yeah, when it was sitting there floating in the grease, it looked good.
Oh, well, I had it draining in those screens there, and the color comes out.
Good color.
Yeah.
What kind of grease you use?
Just peanut oil. Peanut I won't oil? Use no, anything that's the best. But, yeah, I won't use anything but Luann peanut oil.
So. Yeah. I mean, to fry fish in, I've had people a lot tell me that they haven't tried it. You know, to fry fish and peanut oil, I mean, it's just the way to go. If you're going to fry it, you know.
Yeah, Publix had me going the other day. I'm in there and the shelves cleaned out. Luann peanut. I'm like, oh, yeah, I knew I waited too long. No, it wasn't. It was on an end cap. They went around to one of the end caps because they were smarter than what I give them credit for. They were like, well, everybody's going to be frying up turkey, so we better lay in 50 gallons of this stuff, you know. And sure enough, the whole end, I went to customer service. I said, the shelf's empty. You got any more in the back? He goes, well, I think there's some right over there on the end cap. So as you come out of the aisle and head for customer service, it's behind you. You don't even see it.
Hmm. Well, they fill up the shelf where it normally goes. And when it's empty, you don't think, well, I guess they're out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't think to check end caps and stuff.
But yeah,
that's what happens. They know they're going to need more. So they put some on the end caps, and if you're looking for it, you'll stumble on it.
Yeah, because there wasn't a dent in the corn oil and canola oil. They're all fully stocked. With the Luann peanut oil slot is bone empty. It was nothing.
I miss frying turkeys. I used to fry turkeys for, you know, Thanksgiving all the time and Christmas, but, you know, getting kind of lazy, I guess, or whatever, but, you know.
That is a lot of work.
Yeah, it is.
But it is the best.
Preparation. It is. Well, you know, I just gotten to where I don't eat the skin anymore, and that was the best part, you know.
Oh, yeah.
The nice fried up skin on
the crispy.
Oh,
yeah.
The turkey, you know, that was the best part.
Ted, weren't you the one with the air fryer? How's fish with air frying?
Oh, they're great. Yeah, I tell you, don't use beer batter in it, though. It's not as good. I'd use the cornmeal. You know, just dress it up in a little cornmeal.
Yeah.
It's better in the air fryer with that.
Mm-hmm.
and it cooks it good.
Don't you kind of put a little oil on it or something or another to keep it from sticking or whatever? I don't have air fryer, so I don't know how
I just
works.
Coat that bottom of the air fryer with some Pam. Yeah, to keep it from sticking.
Oh, okay. Maybe you can coat it with peanut oil. Maybe that'll give it some peanut oil flavor.
There you go.
You know?
Yeah, it's an oilless air fryer, so you don't really need to use oil in it.
Yeah.
But I use that when I do fish in it, that's what I do. I just do a light coating of the cornmeal, you know?
Yeah.
And let it rip.
Looks like they're going to have to start making them things bigger, though, you know, so you can get a turkey in it.
That'd be cool. Yeah, the wife keeps seeing this commercial for this one device, does this, that, and the other. She wants to get it for my son for Christmas because the two boys like to go, you know, cooking, and one likes making French fries a lot. So, hey, healthy.
Is that Ninja one?
Yeah,
that thing does a lot. Yeah. Yeah, they're like $200-something, but yeah, they're good. You know,
that's the best way to do leftover fries. Mm. Is in there because if you microwave them, they're just nasty.
Yeah,
but you can throw them into that air fryer and it heats them up and it's like when you first got them.
Yeah, fries, you can't reheat them in a microwave. Nope. You got to put them on an oven bacon tray and they'll come out half
oven.
That thing you're talking about, Alan, that thing looks like you can like deep fried if you want to, or you can air fried, or you can, I mean, all kind of stuff, that thing, you know. I'd like to have one of those, but then you got to have a place to put it on the counter again.
My wife, she put some great pictures on her Facebook from our family, you know, get together for Thanksgiving, and she did a great job putting that out there.
Is it a picture of you asleep on the
couch
looking like a dick?
She's done that. But
no drool.
Yeah.
Me
and Jazzy lay in there on the chair, stretched out, just knocked out.
And Jazzy's their dog, so just to let you know. But yeah, it's hope everybody out there had a great Thanksgiving, good times with their family. You know, I know they were talking about how many millions of people were going to be traveling this year because the gas prices are down a little bit lower than they've been, you know, at times and all. So hopefully everybody, you know, had a great time and have a safe trip back home when you're going to head back home and all.
You know what I was tempted to do? Did you see that menu that the Palms posted on Facebook?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, Palms was going to throw together a Thanksgiving, $20 a plate. They had a nice menu laid out of what they were going to put on your plate. Wow. I was like, that's tempting.
Was it all seafood?
No. It was traditional Thanksgiving, roasted turkey and green bean casserole, the whole, cranberry. I mean,
I miss RDO when he used to cook out. You remember him? Mm-hmm. He did an awesome seafood buffet.
Who's that?
Artie.
Used to be at Palms Fish Camp
before
the new restaurant got built.
Mm-hmm. He's at Southern Comfort now out there off the Phillips Highway. Mm-hmm. But you can still get his seafood buffet on Friday nights and Saturday night.
Oh, really? Yeah, I hadn't been out there to find out where he was at or anything yet.
He hasn't reached out to me yet about, hey, Chris, you want to come cook some trout and hush puppies for me? My business is sagging here. I need a prop.
I got some more of those lures. Strike Zone called me and said, your lures are in.
They're a little hard on the teeth, though. I'd rather stick with the hush puppies.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah, that's a good thing about Strike Zone. You know, if you need something like that and they don't have it, they'll make sure they can get it in for you.
Yeah, his will be in this week, probably.
Yeah, don't be dipping none of the none of them hush puppies in that Procure either, that litter scent.
No, it's, you know.
Add some flavor to them things. What are you talking about?
Yeah, really.
Man, it's good stuff. I was sniffing that Miro Lure the other day. I was like, man, this stuff is days old, and it still smells like a mullet. I'm like,
it sticks on there.
Maybe I need to keep this in the garage.
Yeah, if you can.
I like that.
Better watch where you keep it. The neighborhood cats will be in there.
And you hear a cat, cat wailing. I got a hook we'll in my back. Claw.
Durance Tree Service, servicing Northeast Florida for over two decades. They do the whole nine yards, from light tree trimming to the largest tree removal. Homeowners beware, don't let uninsured contractors on your property. Durance Tree Service is family owned and operated, fully licensed and insured, with workman's comp on all their employees. For the absolute best tree service in Northeast Florida, call Durance Tree Service at 449-2848. That's 449-2848. Trolling Motor Services Plus is now open for business. They're an authorized dealer and warranty service center for Minn Kota, Motor Guide, and Rodan Trolling Motors. They're also your home for power pole anchors and Cannon downrigger service and repair. Trolling Motor Services Plus sells, repairs, and installs pretty much anything electrical for your boat, including keep alive oxygen systems. Call Matt today at Trolling Motor Services, 573-0480. That's 573-0480. Check them out online at trollingmotorservicesplus.com.
Palm Valley Fish Camp, located at 299 Roscoe Boulevard North, or North Beach Fish Camp, located at 103rd Street in Neptune Beach, or Julington Beach Fish Camp, located in Mandarin, has you covered for your day of fishing. Owner Ben Groeschel has set the hook perfectly. Lunch opens Wednesday through Sunday with dinner 7 days a week. Try the main dishes, shrimp and grits and blackened mahi. Always check out the fresh fish at the fish camps. All fish camps are a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Lil Hooker Clothing and Accessories, performance apparel for all ages, on and off the water. Lil Hookers offers quality and comfortable apparel for men, women, and children. Make the most of every cast. Don't wear clothing that's in the past. Get your gear today. Contact Brian Dutcher at 904-408-1526. Here's that number again right there. It's 904-408-1526. And remember this, y'all. Lil Hooker don't play. We stay catching fish all day.
If you go along Hexer Drive to fish, you'll find there's a great place for bait and tackle to stop at, and that's Browns Creek Fish Camp, located at 5212 Hexer Drive. They have everything you need for a complete day on the water. Browns Creek Fish Camp is one of the few locations where you can pull your boat in and restock your bait supply if you run out while you're fishing. A big supporter of the Recreational Fishing Alliance, give them a call today at 904-757-1600. That's 904-757-1600.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning. You heard the phone number. Give us a call. 222-8255 is the number to call us. Give us a call. Let us know unless you're out there fishing. Let us know if you are heading out there fishing.
Well, if you're even fishing, call us.
Yeah, it's not a bad day.
Let us know how you're doing.
It's not a bad day for it right now. Wind's down.
And I know a lot of people have been complaining about the water pressure at Sisters Creek at the Jim King boat ramp. Anyway, I was myself out there checking it out the other day, and so when I got back in from fishing, so anyway, I got a hold of Captain Jim Suber, and he said,
"Washdown?
Yeah,
okay.
There was a leak on one of the main lines, so they had to do a slowdown until the equipment can get out there to dig 5 feet down." They're scheduling the equipment, so should be out there in a few days or sometime this next week. So anyway, hopefully they'll get out there and get that thing fixed. And I appreciate Captain Jim Suvers all the time, letting us know what's going on and trying to fix the problem. So did a good thing the other day calling JSO and getting them out there for that.
Yeah, I got stickers on that deserted barge.
So
he did that double quick, and
hopefully they'll either,
he's so helpful and quick too.
Get that thing out of there or get it towed, one or the other.
Mm-hmm.
I just assume they tow it somewhere.
Yeah, I saw those pictures you put out there, Chris, that prop looks terrible.
Did you zoom in on that prop?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, man.
I don't know how it even works.
Chum right there.
Yeah, can you imagine? I guess that's, you know, why they move so slow.
But that's some outboard abuse there.
I mean, for that thing to look so bad like that,
I've never seen a prop crusted up. That thing had to have been sitting for a long time. Barnacles, barnacles aren't going to latch onto a moving prop. So.
Yeah. If you plan on going fishing this weekend, need to get out there, you know, today. I know yesterday was pretty also. Today's going to be pretty, you know, like 5 knots, even though it's east northeast, but it's only going to be 5 knots. And then tomorrow, you know, it's going to pick up quite a bit, 15 to 20 knots out of the southwest. And then Monday is going to really pick up 20 to 25 knots. So that's not looking very good for, you know, for fishing for the forecast coming up. Monday night, still 15 to 20 knots. Tuesday, 10 to 15. And then Wednesday, 10 to 15. So hopefully, you know, this front or whatever is going to get through. They're talking about it being chilly again.
Yay.
It will be.
I'm liking it.
Yeah.
You like it?
I love it. Goes through.
You're not working in it all day, every day.
I used to.
When it's down in 30s and impacts my ability to wear shorts fishing, I don't like that.
Oh.
Let's get Mike on this morning.
Hello, Mike.
Good morning, Mike.
Morning, guys. Hope you had a good Thanksgiving.
Yes, awesome. Sir. Hope you did, too.
It's fantastic. Fantastic. Had family over, and it was good. It was good stuff.
That's great.
Good deal.
Hey, listen, quick report. Wednesday was up north of town there, and just like last Friday, hit those trout up pretty good using the gulp shrimps and catching that outgoing tide. It's the trout are there.
Oh, good.
Were you using those shrimp under a popping cork or just on
just on jig head, floating them down?
Okay,
there.
Cool.
Yeah, just getting out, you know, getting up in those little guts, and had a little problem with the boat, so I had to leave the damn big motor running. But that didn't stop me from fishing, but I think it hurt me a little bit and still had a good day. So,
if they're still biting like that, I mean, that shows you they're fired up, because if you got that gas motor running, you know, and you're still catching them, that shows you, you know, they're pretty well fired up or pretty well in there, pretty thick.
Hey, Mike, did you notice that they're a tad bit stronger at 62 degree waters than they are at 82 degrees?
I'll tell you what, you know, I'm using 8 to 17 pound gear, and to see a 14 inch. You know, trout bend the thing over. It's pretty amazing. A couple times I thought I had redfish, and those little guys are bending it over pretty good. So yes, to answer your question, and they go all over the places.
Yeah,
I'm right to the boat. You know, they're head out of that, you know, creek mouth right out that deep water in a hurry, and really it's good fishing right now. So everybody should be out there. Except that now today, I know you guys are talking about fishing today, but Ohio State, Michigan, and Auburn, Alabama. You know, there are rules, and I'm not going to break that rule today.
Yeah, this is one of the more popular weekends for college football, definitely.
Isn't this the last weekend of it?
Rival.
Yeah, going into weekend. The they start going to conference playoffs. And stuff.
Yeah,
is Florida State
coming to
play the Gators?
Gators, yeah.
Okay.
My wife's a Florida State fan nut. She loves them.
Well, the only reason
I wanted to give a shout out to one of your sponsors, if that's okay.
Sure.
He is a sponsor. Okay. This guy Matt up at Trolling Motor Service.
Oh yeah.
Top shelf.
Awesome.
Top shelf young man.
Yeah.
He gave me some money this week on a project I was going to do, and he's got me doing about half the work I thought I had to do based on some other people telling me. And I'll let you know how the quality is after it's done. But, man, so far it's right on time.
That's great. Yeah. That's great. Yeah. I just got my boat back from him, actually. I had a wire that when they built my boat, they either nicked one of the wires that goes up to the trolling motor, or you know, they use a splice in it or something other. There's no telling about these boat manufacturers. But it took a few years for it to crowd up or whatever, and you know, started giving me problems, started losing power. So he rewired my boat the other day and just got it back. So anxious to get it out there now.
Yeah, I think he's the real deal. He's gonna do well up there. He keeps that honest, good work ethic and just honest with you. I think he's gonna do really well, and that's good to see.
Really is. Yep, I know Charlie told him well.
I got a question for you guys. I'm new to the area, but fiberglass work. Any recommendations on finish work?
Yeah. Full throttle, Jack Barsh.
Okay, full throttle. Okay.
Yeah, they're right over there. Yeah. There's like a, if you got a boat, there's like a little mall over there. It's a big warehouse area, and you've got three very, very good choices for fiberglass work, electronics work, and aluminum work, all in the same boating. I call it a boater's mall over there. It's a real good stuff. I had a unfortunate need for some fiberglass work, and you can't even tell. Jack was just, his finish work is just impeccable. I can't even tell where the fiberglass got dinged up at.
Where's that at?
Right over on St. Augustine Road. Just look at it. I believe it's Full Throttle. Full Throttle fiberglass, I believe that's where what it's listed as. And the guy's name is Jack Barsh, and I had numerous people come and say, hey, you need to take that thing over to Jack. And sure enough, yeah, he took care of it.
Yeah, I've got a newer boat, and instead of the name of the boat being in the gel coat, they put the cheap numbers on it on the outside with the 3M tape, and they keep popping off, and I just want to get them all popped off and buffed out, and you know, I don't want to be putting a putty knife to it and peeling those things off. I want somebody knows what they're doing to get them off. And
yeah, because you will
make it look good.
Yeah, because you will gouge it. If you try it with a putty knife, you will gouge it. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah.
No matter how careful you try to be, those things they will.
I don't know why they put that stuff on there. It doesn't help with fishing. That's for damn sure.
Yeah, and my heat gun doesn't work well on it either. That 3M stuff they put on there is pretty good. Pretty good sticky. Yeah.
Mike, you got something to write with?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
904-448.
Yep, 448-4029. Thank you.
Full Throttle Powerboats, Jack Barsh. Go see him. You won't be sorry. He's him and his guys really. They build boats over there. So they got like everything to do fiberglass, and they do a really fine job.
Yeah, they do aluminum work too.
There's an aluminum shop near them, a few doors down from them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because I'd like to have one of those lean tubes.
Yeah, if you need any custom aluminum work, you can get that. Go to that little mall. That's great over there. You got three top shelf vendors over there that are really good at what they do. Fiberglass, electronics, and aluminum.
I'm gonna stick with Matt on the electronics for now.
There you go.
There you go. Yeah. I don't blame you because he's great. He really is. I mean, he's, you know, it's not like you can carry something over there and get it done right then because, you know, he is busy. But
he's a hard worker, you know, though.
But he is. Yeah.
He gets after.
I mean, he's the other day when I went to pick up my boat, he's still working. It was like 7 o'clock at night.
He might could use some help. You know, he's steady growing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. He's got a nice shop now.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate your call, Mike, and appreciate that the heads up on Matt and the good
thanks
words
for the trial
for him.
Report.
I'm sure he'll enjoy that. I'll let him know you said that.
All right, you guys have a good day now. Thank you.
All right,
you
thank
Mike.
You, Mike.
Too, Mike.
Thanks
have
for calling.
One.
All right, keep those trout going too. And 222-8255. Give us a call. We'll be back.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. British counterterrorism police are searching for clues into an attack that left two people dead and three wounded near London Bridge. Police say a man imprisoned 6 years for terrorism offenses before his release last year stabbed several people on Friday before being tackled by members of the public and shot dead by officers. A powerful storm making its way east from California is causing major disruptions during this year's busiest travel weekend. The storm has already shut down highways, stranding drivers in California. Supporters are cheering as once powerful opposition leader and two-time Peruvian presidential candidate Keiko Fujimori leaves the prison where she'd been held while being investigated for alleged corruption. And Joe Biden is launching an 8-day bus tour in Iowa with 2 months remaining before the February 3rd Iowa presidential caucuses. The former vice president remains a national frontrunner for the Democratic nomination.
How would you describe your health care? If you're like most Americans these days, the word affordable isn't top of mind. Well, here's some good news. There's actually a trusted healthcare option that is affordable. It's called MediShare. Unlike insurance, MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. Hundreds of thousands of believers across America who share each other's medical bills. For over 25 years, they've trusted in the MediShare model because it works. You'll be amazed at what you'll save, up to $500 every month. And here's the best part. Because MediShare is based on biblical principles, you never pay for things that go against your beliefs. MediShare is affordable health care for Christians.
Call 877-64-BIBLE to find out how much you can save on your health care. MediShare. Call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Friday, December 6th at 7 p.m., it's the world-famous Harlem Globetrotters at ViStar Veterans Arena. Saturday, December 7th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach. And Saturday, December 7th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., it's the Riverside Arts Market under the Fuller Warren Bridge on Riverside Avenue.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
The holidays are busy, so let Z-Best Original Tunis Restaurant at 7400 103rd Street help out. Z-Best Tunis Restaurant offers original Kronos gyros, oysters, shrimp, fish, wings, and more. A pound of gizzards or livers is just $4.99, 30 jumbo shrimp for $9.99. The new chicken sandwich is just $3.99. Discounts for military, first responders, and school employees. Z-Best Original Tunis Restaurant, 7400 103rd Street, on Facebook at Z-Best The Original. All of the best for the holidays from Z the Founder.
Tune in to AM 600 every Saturday morning for the Captain Vic Tyson Still Just Fishing Show, sponsored by Frontline Insurance. Find out where those fish are, what they're biting, and how to get them in the boat. Get the latest fishing info on tides, weather, and new products, and much more from the Sultan of the St. John's, Captain Vic Tyson. Start your weekend right. Tune in to the Captain Vic Tyson Still Just Fishing Show, Saturday mornings from 6 till 8, right here on AM 600 WBOB. Listen online or get the podcast at WBOB.com.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB weather.
It'll be sunny with a high of 75, some patchy fog overnight, and then mostly clear, lows of 63. 40% chance of shower Sunday, breezy, partly sunny skies, highs near 80, and then mostly cloudy and breezy with lows of 51 Sunday night. And then Monday and the rest of the week, sunny skies, highs into the upper 50s to around 62, nighttime lows near 40.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
Yeah. I mean, you know, a lot of people, you know, say you have to have fluorocarbon, you have to have this, you have to have that for these lines. And it's kind of funny for me because, I mean, you know, we used to catch fish, you know, with the old cloth line. It was big, you know, all that stuff. And then monofilament come out, and that was like the best thing in the world, you know. And then
that was old nylon stuff, wasn't it? Stretch a mile.
Yeah. And then we use the braid, you know, and, you know, that stuff is just, you know, it's so thin. And if you get that moss green, it kind of disappears in the water. You know, to me, it's like, I don't know. I just, you know, I tie that braid straight to the lure, and I can sit right there and fish right beside somebody like I did with y'all that day. And just
spank us.
And just, you know, I mean, no fluorocarbon, no leader, just tied straight to the braid, you know, it really is. I mean, those fish, when they see that lure, they're going to home in on that lure. They're not homing in on the line or anything like that.
Not to mention, you're probably getting an extra 20 foot on your cast without the knot.
Without the knot hanging it, dragging through the eyes. Yeah. I mean, that just, you know, whenever you would cast out, that would bother me because it just, I'm so in tune to hearing that knot whenever people have a knot in their line, you know, windmill or something.
It's a red flag.
So when you were casting and that knot would go out the lines, and we're talking about a uni to uni knot tying a leader to braid line. And how much leader do you have? I mean, how long a leader? Probably 6 foot or?
I usually have, about 4 to 6 foot. I think it's 17 pound.
So, you know, when you hear that flip, flip, you know, that knot going through there, you know that's slowing that line down. It's got to slow that line down.
Oh, definitely.
Because you hear it going through those guides. So, I mean, it's, you know.
The Albright, it's like a little instantaneous break.
The Albright knot is a little better going through the eyes than the uni to uni. But to me, it's I can tie it faster. If I make it small enough, it goes, and I use a short piece, so I don't use but about 2 foot, if that.
Yeah. You know what'll take you down a peg is if you think you're fast at tying knots and try to tie a bimini twist how fast you can do that.
Now, I tell you the truth, I use either a Palomar. Now, I use the uni to uni to tie my backing, monofilament on my spinner reels to the braid line. You know, I use a uni to uni for that. But when you don't have any knot at all, I mean, when you're looking at, if you draw that knot through the water, sometimes you'll focus on that knot more than you will the line, because that's a wider, it's something different. It's wider than the line is, you know. So I'm, you know, I just don't use a leader like that. And I use a Palomar knot on everything except for a lure. Mm. On the lure, I use a loop knot and have that. I try to get that loop as small as I can, you know, down at the lure. And there's a couple of ways you can do that to make that lure small. You can either retie it and retie it and keep cutting your line and retie it to make it small, because a lot of times when you pull it tight, it's going to be bigger. Yeah, you know, and if your loop is too big on there, it's going to cut, either catch that lip like on a bomber or catch the front hook on the lure, you know, stuff like that. So I try to make that as small as I can, you know, the loop itself. And when you tie in the loop knot, if you only do the wraps 5 times instead of 6, then when you start to pull it down, you can kind of pull it, even though it might get tight, you can grab a pair of pliers and grab your tag line. You can pull it down smaller and then tie a half hitch above that. So most of the time when people tie loop knots, they loop it around the line 6 times. Well, if you do it 5, you can adjust that. Mm-hmm. You can adjust that loop better, and then tie a half hitch above that, and then that locks it in. So but anyway, I just myself, I got to where, you know, I would watch different people catching fish, and you know, it's kind of funny how, thinking about, you know, you're spending all that time tying a leader on, and you get this leader and stuff like that, and it's, I just, I don't know, got to where I was like, you know, we caught fish before we did all that. So anyway, I did that too. And
well, you outfished us when I was using the leader on mine.
Yeah, and he was, and Chris was using a leader on his, yeah. And I was not.
No, and you outfished both of us.
And I was right between y'all.
That's because they were your. That's because they were your pets. And they love you.
I don't think they love me when I stick a hook in them, but. You know. but yeah, I mean, it's all in people's preference, you know. I just got to where I just don't do that for a couple of reasons. One, I think every time you have a knot, that's a weak spot in your line.
Yeah,
you know, that knot could be weak, because if you don't, especially tying either fluorocarbon or monofilament leader, if you try to tie it too fast and you pull that down too fast, it'll heat up that and make it
worse.
Yeah, it'll make it weak.
Weaker.
Yeah. You know, and so, you know, you also want to either wet it or just, you know, the thing I don't like to do is whenever I'm using line that's already been in the water, I don't like sticking my mouth and wet it, you know, to pull it down. So, you know, just
some of these knots are not knots that you want to be trying to tie on a boat. You want to do it ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got a little, empty a little cup of Dawn detergent and water,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, as long as it's, you know, reasonably, you know, fresh and warm, the Dawn and the Dawn soap and the water really lubricates up the knot.
It does. Yeah.
Really well.
Make it slide and tie it.
Yeah.
Tie it easier. Yeah.
Yeah. Because you try to pull that down dry, its own friction, it just annihilates itself. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it'll heat it up, make it so brittle, make it so weak.
A big loogie works too.
Yeah. and I tell you, whenever you're using that braid will cut it if you ain't careful.
It will.
You know, that braid
line is so
thin.
That's why I put about eight wraps of that on there.
Yeah. That braid line will do, it will cut your leader if you're not careful.
Yeah, it'll cut your fingers even easier.
Yeah.
And that's why I got a. I think I thought I had one for each of you. It's a little piece of dowel, a little piece of wooden dowel, and you can take and put about four or five wraps of the braid on there, and it's like a little trigger handle. So when you pull it down, you don't have to worry about it getting into one of your finger joints and ow.
That's where there in the joint of my little finger.
Yeah.
That's where it catches us all the time. I get that line caught in there because I'm trying to pull it tight.
Yeah.
It will cut you.
That's worse than a paper cut.
Yeah, right there in the joint.
Yeah.
And, you know,
it'll let you know.
But yeah, I mean, I understand trout fish is doing a whole lot better now. Mike was talking about it earlier on the phone there when he called in about how good the trout fishing was. And I'm anxious to get back out there this week and, you know, see if I can get on some trout. And, you know, we've been on the drum, the sheep's head somewhat.
Well, trout are loving sheep's head. This cooler water.
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, that's why I can't wait till I get back onto that, because the sheep's head hasn't really been that fired up. I mean, when I say that fired up, you know, I mean, we're catching them, and there's some people that are catching more than we are, and there's some people that are catching less than we are. But, you know, it's like they're just not really fired up. I mean, you know, you have to really hunt for them out of the rocks. You know, I mean, you can try several places, then you hit one rock and catch two or three in one spot, and then – you know, the bites stop, and I like to try to keep fishing that area because, you know, it seems like, you know, you get plenty of bites or a little sea bass, and, you know, of course, we'll be catching some black drum mixed in with them on the, you know, with the fiddlers, but, you know, it's kind of different than the time of the year usually. When our water temperature drops this low like this, you would think the sheephead would be really fired up. You know, where you go out there and just tear them up, you know.
The one common thing I've been hearing about the sheeps is that they're generally, seems like the average size of them is a little bit down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, the ones we've been catching catch, you know, more of them around, you know, of course, I don't keep them around 12, 13 inches. They just, you don't get no meat off of them, you know, let them grow up.
Yeah.
But anyway, if you can kind of get, you know, most of them have been like about, you know, I'd say 13 to 15 inches. But then there is some out there that are 4 or 5 pounds, which is really, really good sheephead then, you know. I'd much rather catch those.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, who wouldn't, you know? 222-8255. Give us a call. We'll be back after this.
That's right, Jacksonville. You can go to a lot of places in North Florida to buy a gun. But at Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year. How? Wild West Guns buys dealer direct and passes the savings on to you. There's no middleman. You get the factory direct price every time. Plus, at Wild West Guns, you can choose from the very best selection in all of Jacksonville. Whatever you need, Wild West Guns has it. From handguns to hunting rifles, from shotguns to AK-47s, from Glock to SIG, Remington to Vanelli, Bushmaster to Stag, Wild West Guns has got you covered big time. The right gun, the right ammo, the right price, guaranteed. Wild West Guns, Lane Avenue South, Northeast Florida's premier firearms dealer. You get the factory direct price every time. Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year.
When you have insurance needs, be sure to visit Angler and Dimitri Insurance Services agent Craig Van Brocklin for a personalized quote on auto, home, boat, life, and commercial insurance. Save time and money with protection you can count on. Give Craig a call at 904-899-1106. That's 904-899-1106 for Dimitri Insurance Services.
You can always trust Captain Vic to put you right where the fish are biting. Just like you can always trust Frontline Insurance to insure your home with the best coverage possible. At Frontline, we'll help you create an action plan with our trusted vendors and contractors to make repairs to your home. The best part? We'll help pay the cost of those eligible home repairs. Now that's smarter insurance. Find your local Frontline agent at frontlineinsurance.com. Frontline Insurance, building home partnerships with coastal Floridians since 1998.
Cross Creek Steakhouse and Ribs on Lane Avenue between I-10 and Normandy Boulevard on the west side. The home of great baby back ribs, steaks aged and cut by their in-house butcher, and the best shrimp in town. Come in and try one of their great combination platters. Make sure you try their southern side dishes. Are you having an event? Cross Creek Catering can make it special. They cater events from 5 to 5,000, every kind of food. Call 783-9579. That's 783-9579. Visit their website and look at their catering and takeout menus. Cross Creek, the taste of old Florida.
Safe Harbor Seafood, Mayport Shrimp, Seared Tuna, and Spinach. Have your fresh filet, fresh fish, black and grilled or fried, or try their traditional seafood fry platters. Always remember Safe Harbor Seafood, located at 4378 Ocean Street in Mayport, Florida. Restaurant hours are Tuesday and Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays, 10:30 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Safe Harbor is a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Lil Hooker Clothing and Accessories, performance apparel for all ages, on and off the water. Lil Hookers offers quality and comfortable apparel for men, women, and children. Make the most of every cast. Don't wear clothing that's in the past. Get your gear today. Contact Brian Dutcher at 904-408-1526. Here's that number again right there. It's 904-408-1526. And remember this, y'all. Lil Hooker don't play. We stay catching fish all day.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning. So when you're talking about looking for a baitcaster for Robert, what's the, how should I say, the appeal for the baitcaster to him?
For a beginner, you need something that has a good anti-lock back, anti-backlash system in it.
Mm-hmm.
And for the money, you can spend $250 to $300 for one that won't do that. And there's one that's the Shimano SLX BC, I think they call it. The BC is the is bait control or something like that.
Backlash control.
You know,
bird's nest.
Well, yes, there you go. And it won't. You can cast that literally and not even touch the spool, and it won't backlash.
So it won't now, cast as far, though.
Yeah, it will. It's got a little microcomputer built in it. It knows when.
It has which a little, make and model is this?
Got a the computer? The SLX BC.
By Shimano?
Uh-huh. And there, well, that's what I read about it. But now that's kind of expensive for, that's an expensive reel. It's almost $300. I think it's $250, $300. But anyway.
You got to get software updates.
Well, now the XT has the centrifugal force in it. And I was trying to find one like my old Pfluger for him. He's learned to cast my Pfluger pretty good that has the backlash, anti-backlash. But on this one, it's a little more controllable, the SLX XT. And what it does is the magnets expand when you throw it.
Mm-hmm.
And then whenever it starts to slow down, it slows the spool down. And so right when you want it to stop spinning when the bait hits the water, it stops it. You can take that little tension nut on the side all the way back, turn on your all the way up for like number five setting.
Yeah.
And spin it real fast. It spins real fast, and then just before it starts to stop, it'll you can see it just put the brakes on.
So where did you get a chance to demo this, or is this off of YouTube?
Academy Sports has them.
How'd Robert get into the
they
didn't casting?
They were out of the XTs though, so I went to Strike Zone. That's where I'm going today. I'm gonna try to pick up one from there today. Robert just, I don't know what it was. He just wanted a bait caster.
Has he been watching a lot of the
yeah, the he said pro, he's been watching a lot
pro
of
pro anglers on TV. Yeah, because I like it because, I mean, I won't use it in casting into the wind, but I do like the total control from the time you mash that button and that lure touches down, just a quarter turn of the handle, and there's no slack, there's no belly in the line, and you have total control of the line. That's the thing I think is the bait caster's strongest thing. You're always hooked up and can feel what's going on with your lure. With a spinner, you know, you just get too much slack line in there. It takes too long to hook up and get it in. I just love, you know, I love bait casters. I don't use them for every situation, but I do like them. Every time I put in the water, I've got at least three spinners, and then the whole other side of the console is usually three bait casters.
Well, I know for some reason a lot of people like to use them for lures. I'm just so used to using spinners for lures, so, you know, myself. But, I mean, I haven't used bait casters for lures since, I don't know, probably since I was in my early 20s.
I can tell you the difference. You know, the difference between the bait caster and the spinning reel is that the bait caster will give you more control. Like he was saying, you got better pinpoint accuracy.
So yeah, that's if you great. Don't want to throw it as right. far.
Yeah, exactly. You know, like for skipping yeah. docks and mangroves or something like that, that reel is perfect for that.
Yeah, because you just nail the spool with your thumb and stop the lure if you see you're gonna wind up on the dock or
yeah, exactly. And then a lot of times when you're throwing the jig head with something like a trout killer or, you know, bass assassin, a lot of times those want to spin in when you cast them. And when you chunk that thing out there, it comes real fast off of your reel. Then when it starts spinning, then it slows the cast down, and then you get this fuzz knot on, you know, yeah, backlash mess on your reel. That's what I'm hoping to help prevent with Robert, mm-hmm, with the SVS braking system is what, mm-hmm, they call it.
Are you going to spool it with mono or braid?
Braid. Braid is, I think, better for a beginner to learn with. And then later he can, once he learns how to cast it really, mm-hmm, well, then he can go to like, mm-hmm, a mono or some other type line. But
yeah, but if you fuzz braid, you're done.
No, I can show you a trick how to get that out of there.
Yeah, I'll use a skin hook and pull it, just find the loose line and pull it. The skin hook is one of the best tools.
That's one way.
Yeah, it's one of the best tools to have on a boat.
Or you can push it backwards. I'm not saying you can't get it out, but, yeah, mono's, I found I can get a fuzzer out of mono in about a quarter of the time it takes to dig it out of braid.
Most of the time. Not all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Depends on how bad the bird's nest is.
Yeah.
But if you'll take and tighten your drag down all the way and put your thumb kind of really tight on the reel, on the spool, mm-hmm, and crank it around about four times, maybe five, and then slide it out, you know, push the button and, mm-hmm, let it, it'll come out.
Yeah. Once it's tightened up. Yeah.
Yeah. Because your thumb pushes those loops back the other way when you crank on it like that. Don't ask me, it works.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I've heard that. Yeah, I was shown that actually by somebody.
Me? And I showed it to you on the boat when you got that bird. Well, I got the bird nest that time. I showed you how. Well, because I didn't know if you had knew that or not, but that works most of the time.
Mm.
If it's a real bad one, it may not work.
Mm.
That's when the knife comes out.
No, the skin hook. I like that skin hook.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Tell you, the skin hook has that. It's, you know, it's a stainless steel tool they use in hospitals and doctor's offices, stuff like that. But it's got a little hook at the end of it, and it's small,
mm-hmm,
and where you can't get your fingers in there. I know I can't get my fingers,
mm-mm,
in there to, like, to find the loose piece to pull it loose. Yeah. With that skin hook, you can kind of grab the line and just pull it a little bit. Mm-hmm. If it's solid, don't pull it no more. Go to the next one, you know, and pull it until you find that loose one. And usually you can find that loose piece and then pull it, and it comes right on out.
I've got one of those that you're talking about, that little hook.
Mm-hmm.
I made it myself out of, I don't know if you're aware, but the control cable, like on lawnmowers and stuff,
mm-hmm,
the throttle cable is really hard steel,
yeah,
and you can fashion it into tools and it's not gonna let go,
mm,
and it's a pick, it's sharpened on one end and the other end is that hook like you're talking, mm-hmm, about, and I think it's very effective, like you're saying.
I mean, I got a couple on my boat, I keep them on there because it's so good on getting, you know, getting backlashes or knots out, even knots in braid, as long as you don't, you know, pull down on it and pull it tight. You know, usually you can get the knots out even with that, you know, wind knots, stuff like that. But like you said though earlier, you pull that braid down tight, then it's done, you know. So you want to just try to find the easy part.
Ted, you go fuzz one of your reels and then show us that trick.
Okay. That Abu will do it.